Hello and welcome to the Kristanya.com podcast. I'm Kristanya Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I'm super glad you're here. This is episode 15, and this week's segment will feature Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 15. So grab a pen and something to write on, and let's jump into some restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 15, Victory. Principle 5, voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in my life and humbly ask Him to remove my character defects. Scripture, happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. Matthew 5:6. Step 6, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Scripture, humble yourselves before the Lord and He will lift you up. James 4:10. Step 7, we humbly ask Him to remove all our shortcomings. Scripture, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Think about what victory means. How can you have victory over your defects? Let's visit the acrostic. V, voluntarily submit. Voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in your life and humbly ask Him to forgive your shortcomings. In principle 3, we made a decision to turn our lives over to God's will. It is important to understand that principle 5 is a process. Lasting change takes time. I, identify character defects. Identify which character defect you want to work on first. You can't really work on all of them at the same time. Identify the wrongs and shortcomings and sins you've discovered during your inventory process. First, remove the cause, then the pain goes away. C, change your mind. When you became a Christian, a new creation, a brand new person inside, the old nature was gone. So let God change, transform, and renew your mind. These changes are going to take place as a result of a team effort. Your responsibility is to take action, to follow God's direction for change. Turn over character defects, meaning let go and let God. Turn your character defects over to Christ's power and control. Don't rely on your own. Oh, one day at a time. Recovery is a one day at a time process. Your lifelong hurts, habits, and hangups are not going to go away overnight. Life by the yard is hard. Life by the inch is a cinch. One day at a time. R, recovery is a process. Once you ask God to remove your character defects, you begin a journey that will lead you to freedom from your past and joys abound. Don't look for perfection. Instead, rejoice in the process. Your journey is a process. Your recovery is a process. Why? You must choose to change. To ask for help to change your hurts, habits, and hangups requires humility. We need to stop trying to make changes on our own power and rely on God's power. So let's jump into the questions. 1, as you voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in your recovery, how does Romans 12:1-2 help you know that real positive change is possible? God will transform me into a new person by changing the way I think, the renewing of my mind. Question 2. In principle 5, you need to ask God to help you identify the defects of character that you need to work on first. List the changes that you want to ask God to help you work on now. My first was resentment towards a past boyfriend. Judgment that I had towards my eldest sister, constant self-doubt of myself, the OCD control issues that I had on just relying on self only, couldn't rely on anybody else, and find importance in speaking truth and speaking my feelings. Question 3. God's word teaches us that real change comes from the changing of our minds. We must take the positive action required to follow God's direction. List the action that you need to take to begin working on the defects of character you listed in question 2. Action plan. Defects of character. Mine were impatience, resentment, judgment, and fear. I need to stop doubting myself, second-guessing myself. I need to stop being critical of others. I need to stop thinking about what if. And I need to stop talking so much. What I need to start doing is being focused on God, asking God for help first, being of service to others, listening first to understand, and then speaking to be understood. Question 4. List the specific ways that you have turned from relying on your own willpower to relying on God's power in your life. By doing much of the things that I just stated, that's really helped me to rely more on God controlling my life versus me controlling my life. I'm no longer swaying to and fro based upon what my feelings and emotions are. Question 5. What does the phrase one day at a time mean to you or your recovery? One day at a time means that I am not focused on yesterday. I'm not focused on tomorrow. I'm really focused on today. And I am looking at today's progress, not worried about looking behind or forward. Question 6. It has been stated that recovery is not perfection. It's a process. Do you agree with that and why? Yes, because I've always been in pursuit of perfection. And perfection, nothing can be perfect. It's easier to do my best than to shoot for perfection and enjoy the process and the result. Question 7. What does humility mean to you? How will being humble allow you to change? Having humility will help me remind myself that I'm not more important than others. It will keep my judgment of myself in check. It will keep things real, and it's going to keep me honest. Well, that covers all of our questions for Lesson 15 Victory. I want to congratulate you again for staying committed to the process. Thanks for being here. Thanks for logging in and listening. You know, the work that you're doing here will pay off big. It takes courage to change, and I'm proud of you. That'll conclude today's episode. Thanks for joining me. Remember, joy is a choice, so choose well. God bless, and take care.